This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. Colossians chapter 3, beginning verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things which are above, not on things which are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here, there is not Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. Yeah, let me say that again. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing hymns, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let us pray. God, our Creator, Sustainer, Redeemer, and Deliverer, we come right now at this precious moment asking that you would open our ears, our minds, and our hearts to receive your word, that we would hear your word, but not just be hearers of your word, we'll be followers of your word to do your will, that you would get all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Forgive us, God. Bless us, God. Strengthen us, God. Help us as we forgive others. Use us now, God, in this teaching, preaching moment, that you get all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Bless us now. Let the words of our mouths and meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are strengthening our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a subject today. The subject would be real crisis. Real Christ. For too long, there were too many who didn't think the coronavirus, or didn't think it was serious and didn't take it seriously. Thought it was just another illness, the flu that would quickly pass over, just another strain of the flu or something. We thought it would be something that would soon just go away without affecting a whole city or affecting a whole county or affecting a whole state or affecting a whole nation or affecting the whole world. Wow. Everybody who thought that, just how wrong they were. Sometimes when bad things happen, we just want to wish them away. We just want to ignore it. Have you ever met folk that just thought if you ignore something long enough, it'll just go away? I mean, like when you get a bill that you don't want to pay, and for some reason you think if you don't open it and you just put it aside, it's just going to go away. But really, the only thing that goes away is when late at night, when the tow truck comes and take that car because you didn't pay that bill. Yeah, well life, things don't just go away. It just does not disappear because you ignore it. Yeah. So just because you ignore something or don't acknowledge something, it doesn't mean that it's not real. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. There were those who thought that when the coronavirus was in China, that it was a China crisis only, that it would never affect America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. And once other countries began to acknowledge the threat of this crisis, it appears that America was slow to prepare and change our way of life to prepare for this crisis. Amen. So now at this point in juncture, and you're watching us on Facebook, you're watching us on our website, you're listening over our prayer call only because we have gone through some changes in this nation, in this world, because this crisis is real. So how do we protect ourselves and how do we protect our loved ones from becoming victim to this dreaded phenomena? Well, there are a few things that we're told. We're told that we ought regularly wash our hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Let me say it again. We're told to regularly wash our hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Now, Sister Secreta Riles says that's long enough for you to sing happy birthday twice. I kind of got another song, and she told me that I started kind of timing songs, and I found out that it's another song we could sing when you're washing hands, and as you wash your hands, you ought to sing this. And the song is Amen. Yeah, y'all take time. I want somebody to take time right now and just time it for me. We're going to sing Amen. Somebody get your time, all right? You ready? We're going to sing Amen. You with me? You ready? All right. Let everybody sing Amen. Everybody sing Amen. Everybody sing Amen. 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 All right, 22 seconds. All right, amen. So don't sing it real fast now. Just kind of sing it and feel the movement of it. And when you finish singing it, just say hallelujah. If you throw a hallelujah in there, you got it covered. You got at least 20 seconds. So wash your hands. Wash your hands regularly with soap. That's the first thing they tell us. Everybody always tell the first thing, wash your hands regularly with soap. Isn't that the first thing everybody hears? They always start with, wash your hands with soap. Wash your hands with soap. Wash your hands with soap. Regularly. And you know there's some people just don't like to wash them. Wash your hands with soap. That's what it's told, regularly. Yeah. And then it says, if you can't wash your hands, use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. That's the second choice. The first choice is to wash your hands with soap. Somebody say first choice. Wash your hands with soap. Second choice is then use hand sanitizer. Let me show you. Yeah, alcohol-based. Yes, all right, got at least 60% alcohol. Thank you. At least 60% alcohol. Thank you, thank you. Now listen to this. Now understand that. That's the second choice. That's the second choice. Use hand sanitizer. That's the second choice. Reverend Roscoe Fitzgerald Perry called me and asked this question. I'm going to ask this question to all of us as well. If that's the second choice, and you can't find any hand sanitizers anywhere, because everybody rushed and bought up all the hand sanitizers you could find, so why is there soap every place? Why is there no shortage of soap if soap is the first defense? Why do we run to the second defense instead of the first defense, which is wash your hands with soap? The soap should have been the first thing off the shelves, but we went to the second choice. It's a lesson in life for us to hear about this, that we miss the very first things we ought to do, and we choose something that's easier in our opinion. Yeah. Secondly, we got to practice social distancing. Yeah. If you're going to be around people, if you're going to be around people, keep a safe distance of no less than 3 feet, 3 to 4 feet. I like to say 6 feet. You know, just stay away from folk, and that's very important. Very important to stay at least 4 feet, 6 feet away from other folk. Now, I know what the problem is. We're worrying about offending somebody by standing back from them, thinking they're going to be offended because we're acting as if they have the virus. So if you move back from them, like, oh, well, who you think you are? But let me tell you, do this, men, women, children of God. Let me tell you what to do with this. Think this in your mind, because this could be true. Think this in your mind. Yeah. Treat everybody you come in contact with as if you have the virus and you don't want to contaminate anybody else, your friends or your family. Because, truth be told, you could have. Because people who are in good health and feeling good and all do not realize that they are possibly the carriers of that virus. So if for any other reason, you ought to keep a distance from others because of your love for them, that you're not trying to offend them, and don't you be offended if somebody distances themselves from you. And we have to do a great job of that, because we're so used to shaking hands and hugging and loving each other in the body of Christ. But we understand that during this particular crisis, we need to take the opportunity to be responsible. And thirdly, don't touch anything. If you touch stuff, go back to number one and wash your hands thoroughly. Yeah, don't touch, because you start touching stuff, you don't know who touched it before you touched it. You don't know what they have left from those surfaces. So you're telling you, don't touch, wear gloves, don't touch, don't touch, don't touch. And if you do touch, make sure you go back to washing your hands thoroughly. Yeah. Today, there's no one who does not know about the coronavirus crisis. Every man, woman, and child knows about the coronavirus crisis. Every cat and dog knows about the coronavirus crisis. Every chicken, every turkey, everybody and everything knows about the coronavirus crisis. Everyone knows, because this is unprecedented. This crisis has modified our way of life in so many ways, and yet we still haven't comprehended how it will affect us. Oh yes, we know about the coronavirus. We know about this crisis, but who knows about Christ? This is a real crisis, but we still serve a real Christ in the midst of this crisis. When you are truly in Christ, you're not in crisis. But let me put it another way. Let me phrase it a little better. When you are in Christ, the crisis is not in you. We are living in a period of world-renowned crisis, But the Christ who loves and lives in you gives us a peace that passes all understanding. I'm not saying those of us who are in church are not in crisis. I'm saying those who are in Christ are not in crisis. Yeah, so what's the difference? I'm glad you asked. When in Christ, yeah, there's some things we ought to do and observe. In the crisis of the coronavirus, there are some things we should do, should not do. But also in Christ, there are some things we should and should not do. And I go backwards on this. So when in Christ, what are some things that we should and should not do? Well, when in Christ, there's some stuff you can't touch. Yeah, you have to put a separation between you and it. Paul puts it this way. He says, you ought to put some stuff to death. Now, what death is merely just separation. That's all it is. Physical death, spiritual death, it's just separation. If you die of physical death, you are physically separated from others. So when Paul talks about put to death, he's saying separate yourself from these things. Well, what is he saying? Colossians 3 and 5. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly to you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He says, on account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In other words, if you're in Christ, there are some things you ought not touch. If you're in Christ, there are some things you ought not touch. You have to make sure that you put yourself in such a place you don't touch. Like the song says, can't touch this. I hear you going. In Christ, and you're in Christ, there's some stuff you should not touch. But also, if you're in Christ, yeah, if you're in Christ, you ought to practice social distancing. You ought to distance yourself from those social things of the world that keeps you from serving God as God has called you to serve Him. When in Christ, you ought to distance yourself from what the world says, come and enjoy. Look at verse 7 in Colossians 3. Go on, it says, in these you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away. Distance yourself from them. Anger, wrath, malice or hatred, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. It also says, do not lie to one another. Yeah, distance yourself from that. Seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Distance yourself from those things that do not please God. Distance yourself from those ways that do not please God. Different yourself from that thinking that does not please God. No matter what the world say, it's okay, it's all right. You distance yourself because you're in Christ in the midst of a crisis. When in Christ, lastly, in Christ, you should regularly wash your hands with soap. Now, Pastor, I've seen the other ones. What are you talking about, washing your hands with soap? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into vanity. Well, what do you mean? You wash your hands with the soap that God has given you to clean yourself with. Well, what are you talking about? Well, it goes on further to tell us some things we ought to do. We've learned some things we should not do. We learned some stuff we should not touch. We learned some ways we ought to distance ourselves. But what is it that we should do? This text has it in it. It says, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. This is what you watch yourself with. Bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these things, here come the real soap. Put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ, this is how you get peace. Let the peace of Christ, this is how you have peace in the midst of a crisis. Let the peace of Christ dwell in you. Let it rule in your hearts. to which indeed you were called in one body, and then just be thankful. If we allow God to move in us in a special way, we take on his love. His love is that soap. His love is what will help us to be everything he'd have us to be. In other words, let me put it as it is in Philippians 2 and 5. It says in King James Version, it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You put off the other mind, you could take on the mind of Christ. Well, why do you want to do that? Well, because it says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man. What did Christ do? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Yes, sir. Yeah, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Yeah, of things on heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yeah, well, that kind of sounds like there's a lot of folk now that not in Christ. There's a lot of folk now that may not believe that Christ is who he said it is. There's a whole lot of folk that believe that the contagion of knowing Jesus just won't spread. There's a lot of folk who might believe that you don't really have to know Jesus and don't have to abide by his word or do his will. A lot of folk believing, I can just ignore this thing about Jesus and this Jesus thing will go away. I can just not think about this thing and this man called Jesus, and I don't have to worry about all the consequences of not knowing Jesus. But the Bible is clear to say there's going to come a time when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You may not think it's on the way, but that day is coming when we shall leave this place and we have to go to another place. God has so prepared us that when we're in Christ, we don't get all over consumed about the crisis, because he's done something for us. He's made a way out of no way. He's made a bridge over troubled waters. He's done something that every last one of us who are in Christ know that we have. We don't have to be in crisis when we are truly in Christ. We have to observe ourselves around and make sure that other folk will come to know Christ in a very special way. I can tell you, when we wash our hands, what is the soap that we wash with? We're not washing because we live the perfect life. We're not washing because we've done everything right. We're not washing because we got so much money in the bank account. We're not washing because we got the right amount of education. We're not washing because we were able to do just the right thing at the right time. But the soap that he's given us is love. And what is that love going to do? I tell you what love did. Love caused God the Father to send his son through 42 generations. Love caused God the Son to walk on this earth and go about doing good. Love caused the Son to take all the abuse of the things of this world and then allow wicked men to put nails in his hands and nails in his feet with a crown of thorns on his head. Love allowed our Lord and Savior to die on Calvary's cross for your sins and my sins. Well, what kind of soap did love give us? Love gave us the soap that can cleanse everything, because the Bible says, what can wash away our sins? The Psalm says, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. He washed our hands so we could work right. He's washed our feet so we could walk right. He's washed our minds so we could think right. He's washed our hearts so we could love right. We gotta tell the Lord, thank you for making me clean. Thank you for giving me a new chance, a new opportunity to live for you. He died, but the Bible says early on that third day, he got up from the grave with power. Power over the grave, victory over death. He died, but he rose from the grave. He rose from the grave with all power, power to love, power to give, power to forgive. Then he ascended into heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit to live in us, to guide us, and to give us power to separate ourselves
from the things we need to be separated. He's given us power to walk as he wants us to walk, to talk as he wants us to talk, to live like he wants us to live. He's given us power to love everybody. Power, power, wonder-working power is in the blood of the Lamb. It's power, power, wonder-working power is found in the precious blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for working in us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a way out of no way. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Thank you, Lord. 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 He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. The day is coming. One person put it this way, that awful day shall surely come. But for those who love Christ, it's a great day of rejoicing. Because one day we'll leave this world and we'll forever be with the Lord. One day we have to give up this life and move on to eternity. But that's the day of rejoicing. That's the day of rejoicing. And no matter what this world does, when that day comes, we're going to say, Lord, I thank you because you brought me not just from a mighty long way, you brought me all the way. And he does that. So we trust God, we love God. And if you today, you're listening today, you're acknowledging today, I need the Lord in my life. In the midst of this crisis, I need Christ. In the midst of what everybody's going through and what I'm going through and the uncertainty of life, I need the Lord in my life. We're going to give you an opportunity right now, wherever you are, to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I'm going to pray a prayer, and you can pray this prayer after me. As I pray, you can pray. Now, if you say to the Lord, I need you in my life, the Bible is clear that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Trust God's word on today. So if this is what you want to do, if you want the Lord in your life, pray this prayer with me right now that you can accept him as Lord of your life. Pray this prayer. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life and help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. Bless me, guide me, keep me. Use me, God, that you might get glory. It's all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you have now accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Salvation is a fact. It's not a feeling. It's not, do I feel it? Do I have it? No, it's really trusting God, knowing that God loves, God cares. Doesn't matter what other folk think, if you just commit your life to Christ. And I'm suggesting you to find your Bible-believing church, wherever you are. Connect with them. You can call them, or you can email, you can text them. You can even text us, or you can let us know at First African Baptist Church if you've accepted Christ. We'll get some information to you. We'll get a way that we can connect. If you have just now accepted Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, we would like to know. We would like to just fellowship with you in our own special way, even during this digital age. So let us know. Comment through Facebook, or you can just text us and let us know right here at First African, and we'll do everything we can to help you to grow in Christ. Thank God for you, even giving of yourself on today and acknowledging who Christ is. We thank God for all he's done. We thank God for all he's doing. We thank God for you coming to share with us today on this, our Facebook, and also on our website.
as we've come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We thank all of our staff for everything they've done to make this possible. Thank God for all of those who are operating our equipment, for our musicians. Thank God for our brother Akeem Brown, our minister of music. Thank God for everybody who's come to share, our deacons and trustees, ushers. Well, it's not that many, but thank y'all. Y'all know who you are. Thank y'all. It's not many of y'all. Thank you, all my ministers. We thank you for all of our... Go ahead, pen over there. Pen over there. Oh, to our youth choir, we thank God for you. Amen. You're a great job today, all right? Thank God for you. Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.